You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Flying into the studio after a chiropractor appointment, trying to get this pinched nerve in my neck from hampering my right shoulder and right tricep muscle. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we have the Blueprint Power Hour, and we're going to have a listener spotlight, Amir Rozek. He is a user of the Blueprint and also some exciting things going on in his area of physical culture. Later in the show, Steve Cooksey's coming on. Steve Cooksey's got an interesting story to tell. This is an average guy who cured himself of diabetes. We all know it can be done. We talk about it constantly here. Well, guess what? Steve started talking about it, and he got sanctioned by the North Carolina State Board of Dietitians, saying that he could not talk about that any longer. We're going to find out more about his story and where he is with this whole situation later in the show. Let's get started. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio, Rob Regish.
Thanks, brother. Good to be here. Thank you for having me back.
And we are joined today by a listener of Supreme Radio and a user of the Blueprint, Amir Rozek from Canada. How are you doing, Amir?
I'm doing great, Carl. Thank you very much for having me on.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. My pleasure. First of all, before we get started talking about Amir's recent competition and his great results from that, Amir, how did you get started in physical culture?
That's a great question, Carl. Honestly, I can thank my parents for that. 16 years ago, they actually put me into martial arts, Shotokan karate. And from there, I fell in love. Basically, twice a week, I took karate classes and slowly started evolving my martial arts techniques from karate. I did a little bit of boxing. And honestly, just really fell in love with the whole idea of physical culture. I took my karate, I took weightlifting, I combined it all to what you see today.
Have you ever thought about throwing your hat in the MMA ring?
I train with some fighters over here in Toronto. We have a gym. I'm not too fond about it. I think it's a great sport. They are tremendous athletes, but, you know, everyone has their own path in life.
What is it that you're not fond about in MMA? Just out of curiosity.
You know what it is? Truth be told, they are tremendous athletes. They
yes.
take a beating every day. They train literally for 8 hours a whole day.
I say they're modern-day warriors. They really
yes,
are.
Yes, they are. And for how certain organizations treat them today, I prefer not to say, it's not worth it at the end of the day, Carl. Like, you're getting bulldozed over.
Yeah. No, I agree. But that happens to all fighters. Even it happens in boxing.
Of course.
You know, you look at champions, and they're champions for their day, and then you learn that they're broke. And they've been exploited by the management and everybody else within the fight game. It's never changed, and it's sad. It's very, very sad.
No, it's very sad. You're very right, Carl. It's very sad.
Okay, so you've taken all of these steps. You've loved and embraced physical culture, and this has been your only motivation. And then you got involved in kettlebell training, correct?
Yeah, this is an interesting story. So I was doing a little bit of amateur boxing a couple of years ago, and then one of my boxing coaches, he introduced me to this kettlebell thing. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, what in God's name is this, you know, weird thing, right? It's shaped as a cannonball. It has a handle on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right,
it's
exactly.
Very, it's a very odd object. You're like, what am I going to do with this thing?
Right.
He slowly starts introducing me certain modalities about it, how I can utilize it within my sport, how I can actually increase my performance, my anaerobic conditioning, my muscular endurance, everything, the whole nine yards. And the rest is history. So within the 4 years, I've slowly adapted my training to pretty much be full-time within kettlebell training and bodyweight training.
Okay, now, most people don't really give kettlebell training the credit it deserves. I remember I sent my son a set of kettlebells and a couple DVDs, And he looked at them and he thought, how am I going to build muscle with these little balls? You know, I mean, I think the largest I sent them was 35 pounds. And you know, he thought, well, what am I going to do with these things? And I said, Chase, don't underestimate what kettlebells can do for you. Do you find that in most of the, especially the bodybuilding communities, that people turn their nose up on kettlebells?
Oh, Jesus, definitely. I find it really, really hard to even get a couple of guys to even try a class with me. Everyone's still in the whole ideology of trying to build up like Arnold Schwarzenegger or anything. I'm not against no bodybuilding. I used to do bodybuilding myself, but they don't like to open new doors and experience something new. It's just they see these small bells, they see something that's new, and I think they're kind of afraid of it at the end of the day. They're not educated.
Yeah. So what can kettlebell training do for the average bodybuilder / powerlifter type, you think?
You know what? I'm a big proponent of powerlifting. I love it. The best thing for kettlebell training to equal out into, for example, bodybuilding or powerlifting is the adaptation for the central nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
So think about it. You're doing mobility at the same time, and yet you're doing an eccentric move that you're ballistically loading a certain weight nonstop. So can you imagine holding a 55-pound bell, and you're doing something for 5 minutes nonstop while you're gripping it?
I know.
And I know you, Carl, you're a big proponent of grip strength.
Right.
So now you imagine you're combining that with grip strength with anaerobic conditioning and mobility all in one.
I'll tell you something else that I found a new use for my 52-pound kettlebell. I was putting up an arbor over the weekend. Rob, you'll get a kick out of this. And I went out and bought 36-inch steel stakes. And I'm swinging a 5-pound sledgehammer. And I'm thinking, oh, man, this is going to take forever to drive into the ground. And I thought, wait a minute. I went and got one of my 52-pound kettlebells. I just lifted it above the stake and just slowly tapped it. And it drove it halfway in with like three taps.
There you go, man. That's the very definition of functional training.
There you go. That's functional training right there, baby. So anyway, okay, so talk about this past weekend. What went on this weekend?
It was an incredible event. It's a history in the making, just happened. We actually got sanctioned by the Russian Federation for Kettlebell Sport this year in Canada. So this past weekend on Saturday, we had our first ever full-out Canadian championships here held in Toronto, Ontario. And I had the pleasure of attending and competing. I've been training for this event since January, and I'm proud to say that I've accomplished as a Canadian champion in the 32-kilogram bells for the biathlon.
Wow. Now, what did you have to do, Amir, to be a champion in that category?
Okay, really great question, Carl. My event was the biathlon, so it's two moves put together. One is called the jerk, and one is called the snatch.
Hey, Amir, you don't know me well enough to start calling me a jerk. Oh, I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
So obviously you guys are familiar with Olympic lifting.
Yes.
The same principles as the move. It's you're doing the jerk and you're doing a snatch, but with the belt. But this is the catch. It's not for max weight. It's max rep in a certain time frame. So, for example, I'm having two 32-kilogram bells in each arm, so that's more than 64 kilograms all in total. I'm holding them on my chest for a 10-minute set. I'm not allowed to put down the bells ever, and I have to jerk these bells as many times as I can in 10 minutes over my head.
How many times did you do it?
Carl, I don't know if you had a chance to see the video, but it looks absolutely grueling.
That's what I was gonna, how many times did you end up doing it in 10 minutes?
I jerked it 48 reps.
Holy mackerel.
That's work capacity, folks.
Now,
that's really something else.
I mean, obviously, how long have you trained in that movement to achieve that level of endurance?
For the actual sport, I've been training since September, but this main competition since January. But this is just the tip of the iceberg. Like, I eventually want to go to the Worlds within a year or two, and I got to hit numbers up to 110, 105.
Is that right? Holy mackerel.
So I got to double my performance in a year.
Okay, so was that the only thing you had to do, or you had to do something else besides
that? No, one more. So there's the snatch. So now, same principle. You got 10 minutes, and now you're working with one bell. It's a 32-kilogram bell, and basically you have 5 minutes per hand. You're allowed one switch. So 5 minutes left hand, 5 minutes right hand. And you're snatching the bell between your feet, right over your head, for 10 minutes.
How many did you get there?
98 reps.
Wow. Holy That's amazing.
So afterwards, like, talk about forearm strength and grip strength. I tell you what, I can bend any frying pan you give me.
Okay, now, were you smoked after that? Had you pushed yourself beyond your limits, or have you done that same thing in the gym and training?
No, that's the beauty about it. My training, I never push myself to max in training. I give myself maybe 85% at the most. I never push myself to max. This is actually the first time I've ever done the full 2 10-minute sets to my absolutely max capacity.
So this was even surprising to you, I have to believe.
Yes, definitely. Wow. I was pretty happy with my performance.
Very, very wonderful results. And now we have to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about how you feel the blueprint worked into your training and your success here. We're talking,
oh,
this is
question.
The Blueprint Power Hour. During the second half of this interview today, we will get to listener questions, I promise. Right now we're talking with Amir Rozek, the newly crowned kettlebell champion in Canada. Stay tuned. You're listening to Super Human Radio. We'll be right back. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
From the iconic metabolic expert Dr. Scott Conley comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com. Today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Block athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gains. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just want to remind everybody that The meal replacement powder, Physique 2.0 by Myotropics, which is a brainchild of Dr. Scott Connolly. I can't tell you, I can't stop eating this stuff. It's fantastic. And in fact, I'm completely out of it. I have to order more. But those of us who listen to Superhuman Radio can save 20% off. There is a limit. You can buy up to four bags and save 20% off using the coupon code SUPERHUMAN, S-U-P-E-R-H-U-M-A-N. And always let them know, if you've already purchased using a different coupon code that we promoted earlier before we had our SUPERHUMAN code set up, please let them know that you heard about the product here on SUPERHUMAN Radio. Okay, we're talking with Amir Rozic, newly crowned champion in kettlebell in Canada. We're here with Rob Regish. We're doing a new version of the Blueprint Power Hour where we spotlight some of the users of the Blueprint and find out how the Blueprint has added or helped them achieve some of their goals. How long have you been using the Blueprint now, Amir?
Not too long, to tell you the truth. I started really implementing it right at the beginning of my training, so since January.
Okay, now look, you've been around the block, Amir. You're not a newcomer to physical culture. You've probably read a lot of stuff. You've tried a lot of stuff. And you have probably endured the school of hard knocks and what works and what doesn't. When you looked at the Blueprint before you bought it, what did you think? Did you think, look, this guy can't tell me anything that I don't know already?
Something like that. You know, I'm pretty skeptical on everything I buy, but, you know, the saying goes, don't judge a book by its cover, right?
Right. Okay, so did you hear about the Blueprint on this show?
Yeah, Carl, you're the reason why I got the Blueprint.
Okay, so when you finally decided to take the plunge and you got it, what did you think at first?
You know what, it was really interesting protocols Rob has within the book. I had some idea, some knowledge already what he was speaking about, but you know what? It kind of blew my mind exactly how he had it laid out. I'm like, wow, this is like a very unique take on how to develop oneself.
Yeah, and I've said that before. Rob Regish is to training guides and protocols what Google is to information. He does all the heavy lifting for you. He reads everything.
Sorry, Rob's nickname should be Dr. Protocol.
Yeah, there you go. And then but in his crazy mind, he reads something, he goes, wow, you know what this would work great with? That thing that I read 6 years ago in that book back there, and he puts all this stuff together like the Mad Professor.
Yeah, he can connect the dots very well, Rob, yeah.
Okay,
I kept 30 years worth of that reading and everything that I bought and tried to distill it into a system, which gratefully, you know, Amir is just the latest example of people that have taken it and run with it. And Amir, you know, all the credit in the world to you. Information is nothing without putting it into practice, and you have certainly done that.
And you know what else, Amir? Who heard of Rob Regish before he started promoting the Blueprint, right?
That's true.
Okay, so Rob is like, well, who is this guy? You know what? But you know what? Just because he's been behind the scenes building his acumen of information doesn't detract from the fact that he's put his blood, sweat, and tears into this book, and he walks the walk. Okay, so you get the Blueprint, you start reading it. How quickly do you start implementing it?
I implemented day one, right away. I got the book, I read through it, I took some pieces out of it, started reading it again, and I sat down that night, I planned out my workout routine, and I hit it next morning, right away.
What did you notice early on?
I actually noticed right away one of the protocols I started taking from it is the fasting protocol.
So you had not tried fasting before the Blueprint?
No, not at all. And I was still on the mantra of, you know, you got to eat this, that. I'm like, okay, interesting.
Right. Okay, so you started out fasting. You probably were worried about fasting because you're thinking, oh my God, I'm going to lose all my gains if I start fasting, right?
Yeah, specifically for the sport, too, because it's such a high-demanding energy sport. So I'm like, I can't be doing that while fasting.
Right. So what did you learn when you started using the fasting protocol that Rob specifically lays out? His isn't just fasting. He has a very, very specific way that he utilizes fasting.
It's timed. It's in sequence. It's very fine-tuned.
What did you find out when you started fasting?
Honestly, my strength exploded.
Really?
Exploded.
Now, that's counterintuitive, isn't it? It's like, how the hell could this be?
Yeah, you're right. I was kind of shocked myself, too, but it exploded. Specifically for the first month, I was like a dry sponge. I was soaking everything in as much as I can. And I even noticed, though, because of the fasting protocol, my actual appetite throughout the day decreased.
Interesting. You would think that you'd get hungrier, right?
Yes.
Okay. So in summary, you used the training protocols, the pieces. You took little pieces here and there, what applied for you, and mm-hmm. you used them. So what do you attribute the blueprint to doing for you as you stand here now with this new championship under your belt?
I attribute the blueprint for, one, giving me the information and giving me the knowledge to attain set goals. Two, I attribute the blueprint for giving me my central nervous system. I think it boosted my central nervous system incredibly, because I've also taken from the blueprint EDT training.
Ah, yes.
And that very goes hand in hand with my kettlebell sport training. For example, my snatch and jerk. So I combine them back to back within the escalating density training. And I found that phenomenally excellent.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. And we do have to pay tribute to Charles Staley, don't we, Rob?
Absolutely. And I give him, you know, full credit in the book and send my guys, you know, a link his way to, I think it's edtsecrets.com. Charles, again, has distilled the very essence of progressive overload and added the critical component of workout density. And again, you know, I'm not here waving my hand saying I invented this stuff. What I have done is arranged it such that guys like Amir can take it, tweak it to their liking, take bits and pieces out of it, and get just absolutely mind-blowing gains from it. And, you know, at this point, I'm not surprised to hear it anymore. I know some people are. But, you know, to me, to Amir, to Gareth Denyer down there in Texas, and a whole lot of people, it is no surprise. Big gains.
No, it's not. Let me put it this way for you. The weight that I was competing in this competition was at the master level, 32 kilograms. It usually takes a set individual about a year and a half to reach that level. No joke, a year and a half. I reached that set level within 4 months pretty much using the blueprint.
Man, that's amazing to me.
So I cut the time down pretty much 75%. I cut down the time.
That's amazing. You know, and I'll tell you something else that I have great appreciation for, Rob. And I've committed myself to help the not just our audience, but the masses understand what he's done here with this contribution, the blueprint. Rob pays homage to the people that he's learned from. That's something you don't see, because I'm going to tell you something. I love Charles Staley. The guy's the greatest. But he's not the first person to talk about density training. What's his name? Vince Gironda talked about density training. Randy Roach's book is littered with people who preceded Charles Staley, who talked about density training. Basically, density training is doing a set of something for a period of time and trying to increase the number of sets you can do within that same period of time, hence the term density. But Rob yeah. gives homage to the people that he's learned from. He doesn't say, oh, this is my – he doesn't change the name and say, well, this is my version of density training.
No, you need to honor the history of the sport and the contributions that people have made. Because, number one, it's the right thing to do, but number two, by doing so, you can learn so much more than by trying to pass it off as, hey, you know, this is my stuff and this is the only way. That's not the truth. You know,
yeah.
Sooner or later, the truth comes out. And the truth is, there isn't a lot that's new. What is new is the way I can arrange it and go about boosting not only the central nervous system, but also total tonnage and work capacity to get people to their goal, and they get there fast.
So how long before you think you're going to go to the world now?
I took a month off now. I'm going to go back to some fun training, maybe some gymnastics, some powerlifting, and I'm going to start my full-time training back in June, and hopefully, honestly, guys, January. I'm going to aim for January to go to Europe and compete in the world.
That's terrific.
That's exciting.
Congratulations.
Now, Amir, it wouldn't be fair of me, and this is something I don't do enough, and I have somebody who's now advising me on how to build the show better, and they say, well, you don't promote yourself in the show enough. How long have you been listening to Superhuman Radio?
Past 2 years.
What do you think of the show?
I think it's the most fantastic show possible. The amount of knowledge I've actually gained from Superhuman Radio cannot compare it to any books you can read. You know, no offense to the blueprint or anything, but I'm just saying the overall information that you can attain from Superhuman Radio is phenomenal.
It's true. I mean, you need only look at the guest list: world-renowned medical doctors, world champion athletes, me, the guy that wrote
the
book.
Speaks for itself.
Yeah. No. You know what's really funny? I think one of the things that, if I had to toot my own horn, that the show does is I try to blend some modicum of health and longevity into all this? Because I don't think that you have to destroy your body in order to achieve your goals. That's the bottom line.
Not at all.
So it's good. Well, I'm glad you're listening. I hope you keep listening. And I can't wait to have you back on the show after January, after you go to the world in Europe.
For sure.
Okay, listen, Amir, thanks so much for being on Super Human Radio today.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, Amir.
Well, hang on. We're gonna go to a break here. We're going to let Amir go during the break. When we come back, Rob Regish is going to answer your questions. Stay tuned. You're listening to Super Human Radio. We'll be right back. I have never endorsed a training guide before, The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Phytogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murapuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We have some birthday wishes to offer.
Yeah, I wanted to extend a happy birthday. Jordan Franz, the unlikely toad. It's his birthday on Thursday. You want to talk about inspiration, check out his story on bodybuilding.com. Jordan Franz is just an absolutely fantastic contributor to the Blueprint. And you talk about conditioning, and again, just an inspiration. Somebody who's in there every day walking the talk in the gym.
You know what's really funny? I know him. You know, we say we know people because we spent decades on the same forums communicating, but we don't know what they look like. We don't know their real names. We don't know much about them except their love of physical culture, supplementation, and so on. And the unlikely toad is somebody that I encountered when my journey started back in 1999.
Yeah, he is a great guy. I met him about the same time on the forums, and
I should also say, and we have to give Caleb Stone some credit here too. We have to say that, you know, back then the only legitimate forum where you didn't have a bunch of keyboard cowboys cursing at you and claiming that they were benching 600 pounds, but people actually shared information. And some of the most intelligent individuals I have ever encountered, bar none, used to dwell, was Mind and Muscle.
Yeah, and Jordan was right there in the mix.
Yeah, and you know what? And remember Nandy?
Yeah, I remember him.
What was his real name? Wasn't it Carl Moore?
I don't recall his real name, but I just remember reading many of his posts.
Yeah, and he passed away suddenly. We were all shocked. But anyway,
yeah,
okay, let's get on to the happy birthday, Jordan, and then let's get on to the questions at hand.
Sure.
Let's start out with Christopher Porter. My eyes are blurry today. I got to change my contact lenses. He says, "Hi, Rob. The area around my scapula are weak, particularly on my right side. Last summer, I really inflamed the right side playing baseball, and it's not been right since. I regularly use softball and foam rollers to loosen up the shoulders and are getting physical therapy in the fall. It's been much better. But I still have a ways to go. The problem is compounded by the fact that my right AC joint has also strained last summer, potentially from baseball." I say stop playing baseball, by the way. but I think it was mainly from chopping down a tree. Okay. And it still bothers me, and sometimes really flares up. What are the best ways to strengthen these regions safely? And can anyone supplement here? Or can any supplements help here? Let's go there first, and then we'll go to, let's see, he has some more stuff here about his, we could pass on this. He has Muay Thai training, jiu-jitsu sparring 4 times a week. He's 42 years old. He exercises regularly. A lot of body weight conditioning. He's doing deadlifts now for a few months to strengthen his posterior chain. He wants to do squats and bench presses and others. He just needs to figure out how to incorporate the weight work into martial arts training schedule. I never lifted weights before listening to Carl's show, and because of folks like you and Brooks, I've learned enough to give it a try. I really appreciate the time you take to help people on the Supreme Radio Network. Thanks. What do you say?
That's a great question, Chris. He's already on to part of the solution. In my opinion, the best way to go about rehabbing those types of injuries is body weight training. And a big part of that reason is because it naturally regulates the resistance, not only on your muscles, but also on the tendons, ligaments, and joints. To that end, I cannot recommend highly enough two books. Brooks Cubic's Dinosaur Bodyweight Training, which I just received in the mail last week, and a book called Convict Conditioning by Paul Waite.
Yeah, you actually sent me a copy of it. I haven't read it yet, but I know.
You know, I'm telling you, this stuff is just, it's been a breath of fresh air. It has made me stronger, much more flexible, and has improved my weight training on top of that. So how I would go about it then, Chris, is this. Personally, I would structure your training such that it's about 75% body weight, 25% weight training split. So consider a 3-day body weight training rotated with a 1-day weights training split. Early on, it is necessary to tilt the exercise template in that fashion. The reason being is the soft tissues, the joints, the ligaments all need to strengthen up in concert with the muscles. If you hit the weights really, really hard out of the gate, there's a risk of exacerbating the injury.
Right.
One of the things that Brooks's book is going to teach you, and I thought this was brilliant, is we've all heard about the mind-muscle connection, right?
Right.
How many times have we heard this is extremely important? And it is. Yet, I have yet to read, until I read Brooks's book, as to how to, get that mind-muscle connection to manifest. And the way he lays it out is brilliant, in my opinion. Very easily implemented, worth the price of the book alone, never mind the rest of the information
right,
in there.
Right.
So those two books, highly recommended, 75% body weight training, about 25%. After about 3 to 4 months of diligent work in that area, you can consider shifting the body weight training split to about 50-50. insofar as supplementation for the joints, two products that I highly recommend here. One is CSIS, Super CSIS RX by USP Labs. I've got nothing but good things to say about that. The mode of action, there's still a lot of speculation, but the bottom line is it works for me and a lot of people I know. The other would be Ectosterone, a quality Reponticum carthamoids extract being the preferred source genus. There is research pointing to the fact that it actually regrows cartilage in joints. And there are a lot of guys that I can point you to that would say that, you know, they feel fantastic on the stuff for a number of reasons. But I'm hoping those suggestions help, Chris.
I'll tell you something else, too, real quick. There's a product out there called the Bowtie. It looks like a steering wheel with two vertical hand grips on it that look like bicycle hand grips, and they're placed at the 10 and 2 o'clock position. And you do kind of a quasi plank on it, if you will. And while you're in the planking position, you rotate it to the right and to the left, and it's specifically designed to strengthen the scapulas. I actually had a guy on the show who did research, a study, using that device to improve scapula strength. I did that show probably 2 years ago. But it's a really interesting device, and it's very inexpensive. I think it's only like $60 or $80 to get one for your home.
So
I may try to find a link for it and talk about it once I find the link for it. Anyway, okay. All right, and then, of course, GLC Direct makes a great joint product as well. I just wanted to throw that in there. All right, let's go to the next question. Okay.
Rad Fox.
Why don't you read it? Good, you read it. I'm trying to get to the right page here.
Rad's asking about what is my affiliation with Mass Muscle and Sports Science. Do I use all their products? He asked some question here about some of their GH products, Gamma GH, as well as the H-Force GH patches. This is a fair question, and here's your answer. I've been a paying customer of Muscle and Sports Science since 1993. They were new to me, completely new and foreign to me. I was very skeptical at the time. They didn't know it. The proprietor, John Drake, didn't know this, but I was putting their products to the test via ZRT lab testing and blood work at the time, their testosterone boosters and so forth. And to my surprise and delight, you know, they worked, and they worked well, and I always did well with his products. Now, do I use his line exclusively? No. You know, like everybody else, I guess, I use other companies' products. He does, however, have some category killers, and I like a lot of his products. So that is my affiliation with Mass. They make a super high-quality whey called Mass Pro. It is cold-processed, as we discussed on the last show. They also make a very nice GABA product called Gamma GH, and he's asking here about the comparison to H-Force GH patches. You know, I'll be very honest. I haven't used the H-Force patches yet. I have heard good. You know, I've got guys using it that like it. My recommendation would be to try both and see which one works better for you. I've used plenty of GABA. It's very noticeable, as you know.
Well, GABA can only be used when you go to sleep anyway, because it actually makes you sleepy.
It's
a neurotransmitter break, if you will. It puts the brakes on the neurotransmitter. So GABA would be used pre-bedtime. The patch you can wear throughout the day. And
yeah,
the other thing is that the patch has actual growth hormone peptide in it, versus it's not a secretagogue. It's not designed to make you produce more growth hormone. It's actually supplementing.
That's a good point. You know, they're not mutually exclusive. I suppose you could use both. So I hope that clarifies what my relationship is with them. I think they're a great company. That's part of the reason, big part of the reason why I elected to do my first product through them, Mass Pro Synthogen. I did all the formula work. They do the bottling and shipping and so forth, because, frankly, that's not my end of the business.
Right.
That's not my thing.
You know where your strengths are.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Next question. Danny Zeppe? C-Z-E-P-E? Zeppe?
Danny Zeppe. I hope I'm pronouncing it right.
All right. Sorry, Danny, for butchering your name. I have limited time to train, twice a week for 30 minutes, and I'm limited budget for supplements. Also, I am extreme hard gainer and just turned 40, so recovery is difficult. I don't really get all the science behind this stuff. I just want something that is easy to understand. If you only had time to train twice a week and $100 a month for supplements, how would you go about it?
Yeah, Danny, you know, actually, you're in a great situation. This is a blessing, not a curse. Why? It forces you to focus on fundamentals. So here's what I'd recommend. In terms of training, twice a week, if you've only got 30 minutes, here's how I'd structure it. Workout A, dips and Romanian deadlifts. Workout B, the barbell jammer press and box squats. I think, you know, we've discussed the barbell jammer press on previous episodes.
Right.
You can Google it on YouTube. You'll see a great demonstration. I would perform these two workouts a week for 3 weeks. I'd perform workout A on Monday and workout B on Thursday. There's a particular set and rep spread. It's probably out of the context of this discussion, but it's a descending rep spread, 5 sets of 5, 3 sets of 3, and then a single 1 rep max attempt during your 3rd week. The 4th week, I would recommend taking off from training altogether. You're a hard gainer. You need the recovery time. I think you're going to be very pleasantly surprised with the result of your strength and mass gains on that type of protocol. In terms of supplements, likewise, I aim to keep it simple. And here, I'd opt for 3. One being Driven Sports Craze or ephedrine caffeine, you know, pre-workout. 2nd would be branched-chain amino acids intra-workout. And 3rd, creatine monohydrate. If there is another, you know, more well-researched, cost-effective supplement out there, I'm not aware of it. All 3, and lots of them, can be had over at Orbit Nutrition for under $95 delivered, and that would be before, right, you apply the superhuman discount discount code.
Right, right.
So the rationale behind this is very simple. A thermogenic or a pre-workout intensifier like Craze is going to result in anywhere between a 5 and a 15% temporary increase in muscle contractile force. What does that mean? It means you're going to be able to lift heavier weights, which means more overload. Overload being the physiological trigger for muscle growth. De facto, you're going to have a stronger signal to the body to grow muscle. The other half of that equation is the repair and regrowth of muscle tissue. That's where the branched-chain amino acids and creatine would come in. Branched-chain aminos are unique insofar as they bypass the liver and they are available for immediate use by the body, either for energy or to repair tissue. They are insulinogenic, which means you will get an insulin response from them in the absence of carbohydrates, which means this. There is very little, if any, risk of fat accumulation during the workout. And obviously, creatine's benefits are well documented. It is a simple, effective, and cost-effective strategy for growing muscle. I think, Dan, you'll be very pleased with that.
Yeah, that's very good. We have to take a break. And when we come back, we have a couple more questions we'll probably have time to get to. We're talking with Rob Regish this hour. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. Rob is answering your questions. If you want to submit a question for a future Blueprint Power Hour, please go to Rob Regish's Facebook page, friend him, and submit the question there, and we will get your question answered as quickly as possible. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Supreme Radio. Don't forget, later in the show, a man who's being silenced for telling the truth about how he cured his own diabetes. What happened to freedom of speech? We'll be right back. Most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Super Human Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
I have to have my good friend Adele Musa translate the song for me, Rob. Because I don't know what they're saying. They could be saying dirty words for all I know. Adele, would you please listen to this song? And make sure they're not saying anything that is not Superhuman Radio approved. Thank you very much for that. Okay. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. That was really good information for Danny. I got to tell you something. I didn't think you were going to pull that one off. That was great.
Yeah, it works, man. It works real well, too.
Okay, I think we have one other question, don't we? Let's see. Yeah, Brad, well, actually two. Let's see. Brad Whitsit
yep.
Says, Rob, from what I understand, is MassPro Synthogen taking the place of post-workout drink with protein? For example, take MassPro Synthogen post-workout with cherry juice and an hour later, eat a solid meal.
He's partially correct. If we look at Synthogen real quick, just one of about half a dozen of the ingredients is a very specific ratio of essential amino acids. Long story short, there was an excellent study done on 6 grams of essential amino acids taken both before and in a separate group after the workout. The individuals that received the 6 grams of essential amino acids before the workout realized a 600% increase in protein synthesis, whereas the individuals who got it post-workout only saw a 400% increase. I received my Synthogen, the final finished product, in the mail yesterday. I slammed 7 caps before the workout, 7 caps after, and then hit the buffet. I literally felt like I could repeat the same workout later in the day. Now, I didn't try it. But I woke up today where typically I'm extremely, there's some delayed onset muscle soreness setting in. The muscle feels fatigued. I feel beat up. Today I feel like I could work out again. And I just checked my board and some of that same feedback is starting to pour in from the guys that are just getting there. So, having said that, I also told my guys this. I want objective, honest feedback. So let's just give it some time and see where it goes. But I'm very, very pleased. I think the finished product is even better than the prototype that I was putting together from Ross.
Okay. Joseph Hodgson says, Rob, which do you take, ephedra or ephedrine? I would imagine the ephedrine HCL is a bit more potent.
Well, it depends on what you mean by potent. To answer your question, I use plenty of both. I prefer ephedra for the following reasons. There are six different stereoisomers of alkaloids in ephedrine, two in the pharmaceutical, all six in the herb, usually sourced from the genus Mahuang or Cedacordifolia. In English, what this means is the following. The herb will lead to a much gentler rise and fall in energy. In other words, you won't get the crash that's associated with straight ephedrine hydrochloride from the pharmaceutical. Again, that's due to the fact that there are two stereoisomers in the pharmaceutical, thus the trade name dimetrodine 25, if you remember, was introduced by AST Research in the late 1980s.
Do you like AST Research?
I used to. I think the company has been taken in the wrong direction, frankly.
I didn't like them back in the day. I have to tell you a funny story real quick, and then we'll answer a couple real quick questions. I bought some of their pro-hormones one time, and I would pinch the caps, and some caps would collapse completely, like there was very little powder in them. Some of them were stuffed tight. So I sent an email to the corporate office, and they said that they would give me a discount if I bought the stuff from them. They would give me like a 20% off. And buying it from them was like twice the price as buying it from, let's say, Bulk Nutrition back in the day. So it would have ended up costing me more to get it, take advantage of. And I thought, that's it. I'll never buy anything from them again. And I never bought anything from them again, ever. And
I'll
look at all the stuff I buy.
I'll do you one better. I called them so frequently and apparently asked the wrong questions because I was accused of working for EAS.
That's funny.
They said, we're taking you off our mailing list.
So. Yeah, you know what? Take me. I never bought another thing from them, and think about the thousands of dollars they lost from a schmuck like me. I buy so much stuff, it's unbelievable.
I know.
Anyway, okay, so thank you for that question, Joseph Hodgson. Mark Joseph Dame, this is going to be a good question because Mark is an intelligent bodybuilder. He says, Rob, I like you. Enjoy... employ a carb-free intra-workout drink employing BCAAs and glutamine. Been using 10 grams each. How much would you recommend I use at 182 pounds? And don't forget, that's ripped, 182 pounds.
Yeah, that's a great question. And the short answer is, you know, his starting point is very logical. He's got a 10-gram split of both. Glutamine is a glucogenic amino acid, which means that it will lead to an insulin response very close to gram-for-gram basis with sugar.
Really?
Yeah. If you read Dr. Mauro DiPasquale's works, his books on amino acids, metabolism, and so forth, it's an extremely valuable aid for those of us that are looking for a carb-free intra-workout insulin surge. So,
But why would you want insulin during a workout?
Well, insulin, the big advantage to elevating insulin during a training session is that it antagonizes cortisol, which is secreted from the adrenals in response to heavy weight training. So, you know, the big thing with elevating insulin is it slows the rate of muscle loss.
Catabolism, right. It's
metabolism.
Anabolic, right.
So that is a very interesting way to go about it. Personally, I think at 182, which I think is what he weighs, I'd be using 20 grams of glutamine and then 10 grams of BCAAs, 2-to-1 ratio, and see how that serves him. But, you know, where he's starting, perfectly logical starting point. I like glutamine. You do, however, need to use it in some pretty big whopper gram amounts to get it past the stomach because a lot of it is eaten up by the stomach lining.
Yeah, and it's really good for the stomach lining, by the way. But BCAAs are also insulinogenic, aren't they?
They are. As per the prior answer, you know, leucine is primarily responsible for that. Vince Andrich has done some excellent articles, one of which was titled, I think, The Three Kings, on the branched-chain aminos, speaking to leucine's ability to elevate insulin. And again, it does this without carbohydrates or simple sugars, which we know there's a significant risk of fat loss or a fat gain there. And I don't know about you, but the sugar crash after the workout, I just can't deal with that. Not anymore.
That's interesting. I have to think more about this. When I take a bolus dose, 20-gram dose of BCAAs pre-workout, I become a little hypoglycemic sometimes.
Yeah, you can feel it. You can absolutely feel
it. I get that anxiety feeling. I get that washed out feeling. And then it passes after a while. But I can feel that surge of insulin really rushes, gets everything out of my bloodstream real quick.
Yeah, and it's individual, you know, and that's why, you know, you do need to, you know, as Mark's starting with here, a very logical dosing amount of each, 10 and 10, so he knows exactly what's going into his...
Have you seen his physique?
I have. I've seen pictures. He looks like a road map.
The guy is amazing. I mean, and you know what? I know what's really amazing about the guy. Recently, somebody made a comment about Elisa saying that, you know, oh, well, you know, if she trains all day long, which is total nonsense. I mean, Elisa's demands here at the company are great, and she works feverishly around the house, and she's responsible for that beautiful lush garden. And I mean, you know, she's always going. Even when she's on the phone, she's doing something, loading the dishwasher, loading the washing machine. And so somebody said, oh, you know, I can't train like that because I work and I have kids. And I said, you should meet Mark Joseph Dame. I said, Mark not only has kids, him and his wife have an aerobic studio. He trains clients after work. He works for some government energy agency. He's in the gym at 4 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning doing his cardio. And then he helps his kids with homework. It's like, that's an excuse when you say, oh, I couldn't train and do all these things because I have a family and I have a life. And it's insulting to people like Mark who like are doing it and not only doing it, but they're winning competitions. They're doing it so well.
Yeah,
you know, there's no excuse. It comes down to priorities in this life, folks. If your priority is to be a lazy ass and sit on the sofa and complain about why you can't get in shape as you lift the cheese doodles to your mouth and say that it's because you had three kids and you have to take care of your kids, you have to work. Don't say that, because there's tens of thousands, if not millions of people out there today who train hard, raise families, have busy schedules, work hectic jobs, and do all the things they need to do, and they look flippin' amazing. I know a woman who had three kids. Well, what about Cassandra Forsythe? I mean, look at her. She popped the baby out, and she was back training again.
Yeah, let's be honest. If you want it, you will find time.
There you go.
You will make the time for it. And let's also acknowledge the fact that whatever you invest, you get back tenfold.
Bingo. Bingo. Words spoken of wisdom by Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint. If you have not gotten your copy of The Blueprint, what are you waiting for? You think these people come on the show and say these great things about this because they're getting paid or they just feel like lying? The Blueprint is the single best training guide you will ever find because it encompasses all the other stuff out there into one easy to find place where you can pick and choose the low hanging fruit of what you want to use. Get it today. Go to superhumanradio.com. Get your copy of The Blueprint. Hey, Rob, thanks for being on the show today, brother.
Thanks for having me back, Carl. Okay. Always a pleasure.
Talk to you soon. All right, so now we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have Steve Cooksey on. We're going to learn his story. A man cures himself of diabetes, wants to shout it from the rooftop, and I can understand that, and he's being told he can't by the North Carolina Dietitians Association. Sure, they don't want people to get better. They'll be out of business. We'll be right back.
Have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
day.
You already know how great the Testa 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testa 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testa 100 patch today. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AGE4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. For almost 8 years now, we've been talking about the fact that diabetes is not a disease. It's a condition completely treatable through proper nutrition and exercise. In fact, I've had some of the greatest minds in nutritional research on this show, and we have coined the term carbohydrate intolerant. People who become diabetic become carbohydrate intolerant, and this is what leads to insulin resistance. My next guest is a fellow named Steve Cooksey, and Steve has an interesting story to tell, and the fact is that there are lots of people out there who don't want Steve to tell his story, and we're going to find out why. Welcome to Superhuman Radio, Steve.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to share my story.
Okay, Steve, let's go back and get some back history. How long ago did you develop insulin resistance?
Well, like most of us, I started gaining weight after college or during college, and so a point or a case could be made that I began becoming intolerant or sensitive to glucose back then. But for sure, the last 4 or 5 years prior to my diabetes diagnosis, I was obese, and I had all the symptoms of diabetes or hyperglycemia, high blood sugar. I had blurred vision. I had chronic respiratory ailments,
high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I had high blood pressure.
Impaired triglycerides. Your triglycerides were probably skyrocketing.
I didn't test that. I don't know that for sure, but I'm sure that they were up there based on my diet at the time.
You know what I find interesting, Steve?
What's that?
When your doctor talks to you about triglycerides, he tells you to cut back on what? On fat.
You got to cut back on your fat.
Right, yeah. Okay. But interesting thing. Do you know what a triglyceride is? It is three bonded sugars. Glycerin, glycogen, glucose. It's three bonded sugars. So interestingly enough, that either doctors are mentally impaired or purposely ignoring the fact that cutting back on fats has no effect on triglycerides. In fact, when people go on low-carbohydrate diets, they find that their triglycerides drop dramatically. Wow.
Absolutely.
So, okay. Yeah. So you had all these symptoms. You go to the doctor, right? What was that visit like? Were you shocked when he said, Steve, you're diabetic?
Yeah. If I can back up to like a year before my diabetes diagnosis. Okay.
Please.
So approximately a year before my diabetes diagnosis, I kept an upper respiratory infection and just a chronic cough. And the doctor made the comment that my lungs probably looked like ground hamburger. I hope I don't make any of your audience sick.
Oh, no. We've been more graphic on this show than that. Feel free.
Okay. So, but there were a couple of times where I was almost hospitalized because my oxygen level in my blood was so low. I was losing lung function.
Right.
And so, I was really sick a year before my diabetes diagnosis. And then, I just kept getting worse and worse. And then became sick around Christmas time of 2008.
Well, I want to throw something at you. Hold that. Sick around Christmas time. You know that there's emerging research that links leptin to COPD. And leptin is the get fat hormone. Leptin, people who are obese have impaired leptin levels. There's emerging research, very credible research, that links the leptin levels to COPD. So it's understandable why people who become obese and insulin resistant, also at high risk of COPD. But no one's talking about it, Steve.
I have not heard that. That's
I know. We did a show probably last month or the month before where we had a scientist on that talked about one of the lipase enzymes being linked to asthma in women and the linkage between obesity and the inflammation that is inflammation in the lungs. And at the end of the interview, I happened to mention, the reciprocal. I said, well, what about leptin? He goes, good question. He goes, we've already seen the linkage between leptin and COPD.
Very interesting.
But doctors don't tell you about that. They just give you that inhaler and say, here, just use this inhaler. They don't tell you, hey, you may want to start controlling your weight and your blood sugar, because once you get these hunger hormones in check, the inflammation in your lungs goes down.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that I was going to say. You just touched on it. I was very sick for a year before my diabetes diagnosis. I was obese, and they didn't check my blood sugars.
So is that what happened at Christmas in 2008? Can we go back there? I didn't want to derail you.
No. It's not a problem. But, I became sick again, and it didn't go away. And then on February the 15th of 2009, or the 14th, actually, it was that Saturday night, I told my wife, Tammy, I can't stand it anymore. I'm just miserable. Take me to urgent care in the morning. If they can't help me, take me to the hospital. And we go to urgent care. They take one look at me. I'm in a wheelchair. I can barely walk. They read my blood sugars. Within minutes, I'm in an ambulance headed to the hospital with a highly elevated blood sugars.
Did they say how high it was? I mean, once it gets up to that 900 nanogram a liter mark, you can actually go into a coma.
Well, yeah, I don't recall. I know I was over 700. I think I was in the 740 range.
Wow.
They did. My A1C was too high to read, and someone did remark that I was close to going into a coma. So that's really all I know.
How old were you at that time, Steve?
You're going to make me do math?
Well, how old are you now? How about that one?
I'm 50, so I was 47.
My God, you were young. You know, you and I got sick at the same age. That's when I got sick also. Okay, so let's go further. So they ambulance you to another facility, and now the mission becomes getting your blood sugar under control, I would imagine.
That is correct.
So they put you, did they go right to insulin? They use glucophage and metformin. What protocol did they put you on first?
I don't know. I was on I had several tubes hooked up to me. I'm sorry, I don't recall. But
okay.
I will say this. It took 3 days. I was in intensive care, okay? And it took 3 days before I was in a regular hospital room, because even with all the drugs and equipment, the foods that they had me on kept my blood sugars high for 3 days.
Now, Steve, we have to go into a break. But before we go into the break, here's what I want to say. At that point in your life, you were the average American person, weren't you?
Yes.
And
yes.
How many people do you see every day as you walk through this life, obese, thinking to yourself, they probably don't even know how high their blood sugar is right now?
Absolutely right.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I see that every day, and I think that. These poor people are walking around with time bombs.
We're going to take
Sure.
Good. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Break.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick up Steve's story, and we're going to take it in a direction you're not going to believe. Steve did something heroic. He saved his own life. Many of my listeners know what I'm talking about. I've saved my own life. Many of you have saved your own lives. He took it away from the medical orthodoxy, and he saved his own life. And guess what? Nobody wants him to talk about it. We'll find out why when we come back. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more. The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murapuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Da-da-da-da-da. It's the one and only Double G.
Snoop Dogg.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Don't forget, it's Kentucky Derby time here in Louisville, so we're only going to have live shows Monday through Wednesday this week. We'll be running best of Thursday and Friday. I will be betting the ponies Thursday and Friday. We're talking this hour with Steve Cooksey. He has a website, by the way, and it's diabetes-warrior.net. But don't go there yet. You got to hear the rest of the story. Okay. So, Steve, so you go to the doctor, you get on medications at the hospital, you get released from the hospital, right?
Correct.
Okay, you go home, and now you are prepared to live this life of someone with diabetes, right? When do you actually see your physician again for the first time?
It was a couple of days after the hospital stay.
So what does he say to you? Blindly. Now, this is a guy that you've been seeing for a while, I take it, right?
Well, actually, I changed doctors on purpose. So this was the doctor that I saw after my hospital stay was a doctor I'd had or I'd seen in previous years, but was not the one I was seeing right before my hospital stay.
Okay. All right. So you see this doctor, and so what does he advise you? What does he say? What's the conversation like, you know, fresh out of the hospital?
Well, he told me that, like all of them, he told me that I needed to eat right and to exercise, and that, you know, I needed to take my medications as prescribed. And can I talk about what I...
Please, please.
The drugs I was taking?
Yeah.
I looked this up during the break. The day that I discharged from the hospital, in the previous 18 months, these are the prescription drugs that I had been on, and I've got this on my website, the actual pictures of the prescriptions, but ibuprofen,
right,
Levaquin,
right,
lisinopril,
right,
Actos.
Yeah, Actos, which has been pulled now, I believe, because of class action suits leading to heart attack, which was a blood pressure medication. I mean, a diabetes medication, right?
Right, diabetes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Bitorin, amoxicillin, benzonatate, Zopanex, and then the insulins. I was on Lantus and
Humalog.
Yeah, Novolog. Thank you.
Okay, and so you were taking full blown frank insulin injections. They didn't even go to the more moderate approach of glucophage and metformin, which are glucose disposal drugs and glucose modulating drugs. So you're on insulin now. So tell me about, I want to go back to the doctor's visit. So he tells you need to eat right. Did he give you any suggestions on what eating right was?
He did. And I had gone back to this doctor because I respected him. And he did tell me to find a book on the low glycemic index. He had heard that it had a positive effect on some people's lives, and suggested that I read it. And I do give him credit for that, and I will say this, that I don't promote the low glycemic index for diabetics, but I do say that it did help me because I saw that as I reduced my carbohydrates, guess what? My drugs and insulin requirements dropped.
Right.
So that was critical for me. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, please. And you're right. GI is where you start. The glycemic index is where you start. But, you know, sometimes to get the pendulum into the middle, you've got to push it all the way to the right and give it a good shove. And when you're full-blown diabetic, the best thing you can do is slowly taper your starchy and high glycemic index carbs off completely to let your body start to see what it feels like on the other side of that wall, which it hasn't been in a long time. So, okay, so did you go see a dietitian at the time?
Well, I saw a hospital nutritionist in the hospital, and that's the only nutritionist dietetic that I have seen.
Go ahead.
Well, she instructed me to follow the food pyramid. That's what we had at the time, the food pyramid.
Right.
And she told me to eat the food groups.
And she told you to keep eating grains and keep eating potatoes and keep eating fruit, keep eating those things, and eating smaller portions of fat and protein, which seem to be evil in this country. And the majority of your meals should be coming from cereals and grains and vegetables and fruits. And they actually say fruits first and then vegetables. So you went home and you probably did this, right?
Exactly. I said to myself, I can do this. I mean, hell, except for the fast foods, this was what I was eating now.
Right.
It wasn't that much of a change.
Right.
Yes, I could cut back on my portions and be a good diabetic, quote unquote.
Okay. Did you start exercising?
Yes, I did.
What kind of exercise did you start at first?
Well, I was very, very out of shape, and so I started walking.
Right.
And even walking a mile was an exercise for me.
Right, right. How are your joints, by the way?
My joints were fine. I did have a slight meniscus tear not long after I started my exercising.
Yeah.
But it healed itself, thank goodness.
Yeah, okay. All right, so when did you start? How far did you get on this new protocol? Did the weight just melt off of you? Did you feel like, hey, I'm going to be off these drugs in another year?
Now, are you talking about when I exited the hospital, the first couple of days?
Well, no. When you started eating low glycemic and you started following the food pyramid but smaller portions, you started walking. Did your body just start to transform and you were like, okay, I'm on the right track?
Yeah, it did. Because keep in mind, you know, this whole time I'm learning, you know, the more carbs I cut, you know, the faster I lose weight and the less drugs. So I was cutting carbs pretty quickly at that point. But yeah, my body responded. I mean, it was just amazing because the pounds were dropping every day. What I did is I started out walking, and then every day I tried to walk a little bit further. And once I got up to a mile, walking a mile, I jogged and walked a mile. And then I got to where I was running a mile. And so, you know, under that scenario, I would do that like on even number days. And on odd days, I would lift weights, which for me, and I'm proud to say this, for me, I started out lifting my wife's 8-pound aerobic dumbbells.
Right.
So, you know, that's really impressive.
Right. But you start, you know what? The key thing in this journey is you start where you are. Where you end up is going to be different, but you start where you are, and I commend you for that. Because a lot of people wouldn't have done it because they would have been, oh, I'm not going to do that. I that doesn't make me feel good. It reinforces that I'm not that strong. I'm not going to do it, but you did it. You did what you had to do. When did you start to peek behind the curtain and go, wait a minute, you know, there's more to this. Maybe fat isn't so bad. Maybe the carbohydrates are really the problem.
Okay. So here's what happened. By May of 2009, 3 months after my hospital stay, my diagnosis, I dropped about 45 pounds. I was running 8 miles a day or every other day. But I played basketball with my son, and he beat me, okay?
Right.
And I don't like that. So I said, I've got to get stronger. So I started, and I'm not pushing anything, but I started P90X. And so I started working on my muscles.
Right.
Okay, and I started exploring, and I found Mark's Daily Apple on the internet. And
good website.
That's when I just started blowing the doors off, so to speak. I read Mark's post about diabetes, and it really opened up my eyes to what's going on. And that's when I really got serious about not only reducing carbs, but reducing other possible foods that could inflame my body. And
like grains, like genetically modified corn, like soy. You got all that stuff out of your diet, right?
Eventually. It took me until August. August 1st of 2009 is when I said, I'm doing this. Because I was experimenting with it, cutting the rice and the whole grain bread, cutting that way back, cutting the legumes. And cutting back on the milk too. I was drinking.
So basically, you started eating paleo without calling it paleo, right?
Well, yeah, I called it, and I still do. I call it primal. I follow a low carb paleo or a low carb primal meal plan.
Right.
But yeah, essentially, I knew it was primal, and then later discovered the whole paleo thing.
Okay. So what started happening to your blood sugar as you went down this journey? You're getting stronger, you're doing P90X, you're building up resistance, you're adding we call it metabolic currency. You're adding muscle to your carcass, and muscle is metabolic currency. It's the only thing that burns calories besides the brain. And so now all of a sudden, I got to believe that your doctor's going, "Hey, you don't need these meds anymore."
Okay. Yeah. Here, I left out that part.
Okay, go.
Okay. approximately 30 days, you know, when I first started this, I didn't know it was going to be what it is, you know. But so I didn't note dates and everything. But by the end of March, about a month after my diabetes diagnosis, I was off all drugs.
Right.
I was not taking insulin. I was not taking Actos. I was not taking any drugs. And I swear to you, I have not had a drug since.
Oh, I believe you. Okay. I was on a bunch of drugs back in 1998, and I'm not on anything anymore. Well, I'm on hormone replacement therapy. That's it. But with that being said, okay, so you're off the drugs, you're eating right, and now you become kind of a zealot. You're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
People, and this is what happens to all of us. Everybody goes through this.
Yeah.
You start talking to your family about it first. You start talking to your friends about it. Then you start thinking, there's people out there that need to know this. They don't have to have diabetes. They can be strong, they can be vibrant, and they can be completely drug-free. I need to start sharing my personal journey. That's kind of what happened, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's it. Mm-hmm.
And you started your blog, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I actually started my blog in May. But the one that I have now, I started in May of 2010, the diabetes-warrior.net.
Okay. So, and I got to believe you've helped thousands of people. They probably have thanked you. They've said, and you know, Steve, thank you for sharing your story, because all you're doing is sharing your story. That's all you're doing here.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
I share what works for me.
You don't say that you are a dietitian. You don't say that you're a doctor. You don't say that you're a disciple. You're just an excited person who took a journey and cured themselves of a disorder, of a condition. And there's a lot of people out there. And I got to tell you something else. I love these kind of interviews. We do these kind of interviews from time to time. The reason I love these kind of interviews is because we do a lot of interviews about science on this show. But at the end of the day, science can be disproved by things like your life, what you've done. So when we look at science about diabetes and we look at what doctors prescribe and we look at what the pharmaceutical agenda tells people, we realize that it's not true, because there are people like you and me and millions of others who have cured themselves of these disorders without staying on these drugs forever. So we're not necessarily trying to say, hey, I'm an expert at this. What we're saying is, you know, this is what happened for me. Maybe it'll happen for you too, right? That's all you were doing.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I show people what I do. I tell people what I do. I show them what I eat almost practically every day. And, you know, I invite them to give it a shot. And that's what I tell people. I say, look, if you're taking drugs, okay, or if your blood sugars are high, you should do this. You should try it. Try it for 30 days.
Right. Okay. Now, we're going to go into a break, but I want to set the stage. So recently you decided to attend a dietetic association seminar, I guess, in North Carolina, and they were talking about managing diabetes through nutrition, right?
Yes. What it was a seminar, a nutritional seminar, and it just happened to be focused on diabetes.
Now, did you go there with the intention of being a rabble-rouser? Oh, I know what they're going to be talking about. I'm going to go there and prove them wrong. I'm going to get in their face and tell them they're idiots. Or did you go there really because you thought maybe I'll get a pearl of wisdom while I'm there? Ha, ha, ha.
Okay.
The pause tells me there's a little bit of both in there. Okay.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. Listen, I decry the FDA. I decry the AMA. I decry the medical orthodoxy. I decry the pharmaceutical agenda every single day on this show, because it's a parasitic situation that steals life from people. This is one of the greatest atrocities in this country. The greatest resource in this nation is its people. And we're being exploited for our dollars. Slavery is alive and well in this country, folks, and it's not just African Americans anymore. It's all people, and we are enslaved by the medical orthodoxy and the pharmaceutical agenda to turn over large portions of our money to them year in and year out for the rest of our lives if we listen to them. Steve did not listen to them. When we come back, we're going to talk about his endeavor when he went to this seminar and listened and then spoke. What happened? Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
There are a few
products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit AgeForce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AgeForce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Steve Cooksey. He has a website called diabetes-warrior.net. Check it out. He's all he's doing is sharing his own story. That's all he's doing. He makes all the disclaimers on his website that he is not a I am not a doctor, dietitian, nor nutritionist. In fact, I have no medical training of any kind. Let me read this here. If I can figure this out, so should they, meaning the medical orthodoxy, of course. If it wasn't for their A, intellectual laziness, B, willful ignorance, C, greed, and D, all of the above. It's willful ignorance and greed. That's all it is. It's not intellectual laziness because they do the research, Steve. They just don't publish it. That's all. Anyway, okay. So, Steve, tell me about the seminar on diabetes management for nutrition. So you show up and you sit there for how long?
Well, I sat there for probably about 5 minutes. And let me just back up and
please,
your original question. you asked if I went there to be a rebel rouser.
Yeah.
I did not.
Okay.
I did not go there.
Okay.
Matter of fact, when I went, I was hoping, because the lady speaking was the director of diabetes services for a local hospital. So I went there hoping that I would hear some good news. Okay.
Right.
And I spoke to my closest friends and I told them I was going to sit on my hands and talk to this lady at the end of the meeting. Okay. Well, she got up and started talking and she invited comments and questions during the seminar. So I couldn't resist when she said these words. She said, "People tell diabetics all the time that they can't eat what they want, but that's wrong. Diabetics can eat whatever they want."
In fact, have you ever seen that commercial? There's a commercial that airs on like all of the oldies TV stations that play the black and whites, and it's about how to get your diabetes meds delivered to your home. And they just for calling, they're going to give you this cookbook of fantastic diabetes recipes. And the cookbook cover has a giant like chiffon pie and a big cake and pastries. Mm-hmm. It's like they're trying to tell diabetics, you can still eat all this sugar and stuff. It's okay. It's okay.
And they do tell them that unless the ADA, the American Diabetes Association, has changed their website, it used to say diabetics can eat sugar as long as you plan for it. And what does that mean? That means you can eat sugar as long as you take your drugs and insulin to cover it.
Right. And then we have nitwits like Paula Deen out there saying things like, well, you know, I want to enjoy the food I want to enjoy, and this drug lets me do that. Shame on you. Shame on you for promoting the notion that living broken is a good thing to do. You wouldn't do that if you had a child that had a broken leg. You wouldn't say, well, just take morphine. You won't notice it's broken, honey. Paula Deen is the devil in disguise, and I'm glad that everybody gave her all the back flack, because you don't hear much about her now saying stupid things. So,
but now, I mean, you have diabetes educators saying the same stupid things, and nobody says a word.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. It's, you know, I used to say people that push the CARB up and shoot up diabetes treatment plan should be ashamed of themselves. It's unethical and immoral.
Okay, so talk to me about what happened. So you sat there. You must have been itching to raise your hand and say, that's not what I found. When did you actually get a chance to talk to this person?
Well, actually, I mean, it was a very relaxed. It was in a church. It was in a local church. And it was a very relaxed atmosphere. And she was talking. And you know, she had said, if you have a question or comment. And so she'd made a couple of comments that you know, I didn't agree with, but I didn't raise my hand. But when she said that about diabetics can eat whatever they want, I just had enough. And so I raised my hand, and I just basically said, that's not correct. Diabetics cannot eat whatever they want. By eating a high-carb meal plan, it increases the drugs and insulin and so on and so forth. And,
what did
she
say?
Of course, she disagreed.
Really? She disagreed openly in front of everybody?
Yeah. And I found this out. I went up to talk to her after the seminar, and I never have written a post about this meeting, and you know, this is the first time I think I've said this publicly, but I went up and talked to her after the meeting because I kind of felt bad. I mean, I didn't yell or scream or anything, but you know, I'm very passionate about this, as you are, and
right.
So I went up there to talk to her, and come to find out, she's a type 2 diabetic. She's also obese, and even worse, she's insulin dependent. So what is she doing?
Right.
She's teaching everybody there to be like her, to be an insulin-dependent, drug-dependent type 2 diabetic.
Right.
And I questioned her on it, and you know what she said?
What?
She said the same thing that the ADA says. Well, it's not her fault. It's genetics. They blame everything on genetics.
Well, sure, because see, genetics allows them to say stupid things like, your high cholesterol may be from the fettuccine Alfredo that you're eating or your Uncle Alfredo. So in other words,
exactly.
they can take people who are either misinformed or not interested in hearing the truth and give them an excuse for why they're sick. Because if people knew, hey, you didn't have to be sick, you don't have to have high blood pressure, you don't have to have diabetes, you don't have to be obese, you don't have to have any of these diseases, you don't have to. But guess what? then you're going to want to have to embrace physical culture. You're going to have to get up and move around a lot. You're going to have to embrace eating foods that are healthy for you, truly healthy, that impart health instead of impairing health. But people don't want that. People want to eat junk. They want to be lazy, and they want to take their drugs. And the pharmaceutical agenda is really just capitalizing on this mentality that permeates the country nowadays.
And I don't disagree with anything that you said, but I would say this. I would add that so many of us, even when right after we're born, we're put on formulas that contain corn sugars and
yes.
hydrogenated veggie oils. So the addiction really starts early. And then, you know, we're fed cereals when we're still very young. And so we grow up with this addiction. And that's the way I really look at it. And so it's tough for so many of us to quit the grains and the sugars, especially when our doctors are pushing them, especially when our nutritionists are pushing them, and you've got so-called experts on televisions and your friends, the people you associate with, they all say, oh, don't do that. That's crazy.
Right.
So with the entire medical industry against them, it's tough to listen to, you know, two guys like us on the Internet.
No, this show is growing, and there are more people like us out there. The message is coming in all different directions now. So it's getting increasingly harder for people to ignore this message. Trust me on this. And that's being shown by what they did to you. So we have a couple minutes before we go into the break. Fast forward. So you got up, you talked, you spoke the truth, you did it. Did they confront you right after the seminar?
No.
When did when did you start to hear from the Dietitians Association about your blog?
It was 3 days later, approximately 3 days later.
How did they know? How did they know who you were? Did you say, "Well, I have a blog about this"?
No, I had handed out my business cards at the end of the seminar.
And what does your business card say, Steve?
It just has my website on it and my telephone number. And my name, let me go get one real quick. I've got one close by here.
Well, then let's do this. Let's take an early break. You get the card.
Okay.
Let's take an early break. And when we come back, we're going to find out what has been threatened to be done to Steve Cooksey just because he told the truth about his personal experience with his diabetes management and reversal, complete reversal of it. It's going to be really interesting. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Guess who's back? 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 Guess who's back?
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxogenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gain. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as
226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and TestCharge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only TestCharge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in TestCharge. TestCharge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in TestCharge. TestCharge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find TestCharge today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
Showtime.
Check out Steve Cooksey's website. Patronize somebody who speaks the truth. Diabetes-warrior.net. All he's doing is telling his personal story, that's all. Okay, so Steve, what's happened now? Since you spoke to the some of these people there and you objected to some of their opinions and you handed out some business cards. What does your business card say again, by the way?
Yes, it says, it has my website at the very top. It has my name directly under the website address. And then it has this very threatening phrase that says, start thriving, not just surviving.
Yeah.
Below that, it has my email address, and below that, it has my telephone number.
And that's it.
So, yeah.
Now, are you charging people to help them?
Okay. I had support packages on my website for people who, if they needed help, could sign up for contacts, email, and telephone support. Everything that's on my website is absolutely positively free. The support packages was only a place where if people said, look, I just can't do it, I need help, then, you know, I could be there to support them if they needed it.
Right. Okay. So what has been threatened to be done to you because you handed out these cards at this event and you have the blog?
Okay. Yeah. What happened is 3 days after the seminar, I received a telephone call. And from the chairman, from the state chairman, and she was telling me that I needed to make some changes to my website and that it was under investigation by the North Carolina Board of Dietetics and Nutrition. And she said, there's three things that you can do to help yourself with the state. You know, there's three things that you could do today.
Right.
And one was to change my disclaimer page to make it more prominent. I did have it on the website, but it was under a tab that was a legal tab.
Right.
I had several documents. But I moved that to the front, so that's on the very front page the tab is. And then, as you noted, I put it at the bottom of every page.
Right.
The other thing was to take down the support packages page, which I left up the support page, but I took down the links where people can sign up for the packages. Okay?
Right.
And then the third thing, I'm drawing a blank right now, but I think... Oh, yeah, they had a problem, I believe it was with the question and answer section where diabetics could ask me questions and then I would report the results on the website. Dear Abby type of
right. Okay.
Thing.
All right, so, but they threatened to sue you, right?
Well, so anyway, she told me to wait for the full review. I did those things that she suggested, and then the review came back. Okay. And before the review came back, when we were on the phone, I said, well, what's the worst thing that can happen here? I said, you know, do I need to get a lawyer? She said, well, you can get an attorney. Okay. But if but you don't have to, but that's your choice if you want to. And I said, okay, well, what if I don't make these changes, what happens? And she said that they would file an injunction against the website and, you know, essentially take it down.
Well, okay, so their beef was that you were offering nutritional advice. Is that what it was?
Yeah, and I've got links to it, but what they did, they emailed me a PDF, okay, and it looks like a third grader's homework that had been marked up. It looked a lot like mine, to be honest, with all the red marks, but, you know, it was Steve's getting nutritional guidance here. You know, I couldn't, like, there's one place where I said diabetics with high blood sugar need to get their blood sugar under control, need to reduce their blood sugars. I couldn't even tell somebody that.
Yeah. You know, have you thought about going to see a civil rights attorney? Because this seems to be a impingement on freedom of speech.
Yes, I have been talking to people. That's all I really want to say about that. But yeah, I am in discussions with people. Yes, sir.
I really think that you've been when large organizations feel that they have the ability to kind of scare an individual, you know, into submission. Trust me on this one. From judges and governments right on down to these types of organizations, they are, none of them are beyond reproach. And you really need to be aware that they could be marking something up in that document to bring your attention to, but there could be something else in that document that speaks to something else that they're not pointing out to you. That could be a loophole in what you're doing and what they're trying to make you do. They want you to stop talking because... Mm-hmm. As you so aptly pointed out, that overweight woman who is on drugs to manage her own blood sugar problems is not going to promote something that is not part of her agenda. And part of her agenda is you can live a broken life like me by using these drugs and you can eat whatever you want instead of being healthy. And this is exactly the message of the pharmaceutical agenda and the medical orthodoxy today. That woman is going to... That woman, by the way... she sold her soul, okay? She's going to pay for her decisions to be in that team because she's going to have a much shorter life. She's probably going to develop dementia at a very young age, and she's probably going to spend the last 10 years of her life pooping in a diaper, sitting in a chair, facing a wall at an institution because of her decision to promote this lie. So regardless of what happens to you, we can all take solace in knowing that those people who are promoting this lie, they're all going to get sick much earlier and have horrible, miserable ends of their lives where those of us who promote physical culture and intelligent nutrition are not. So that's one thing that we can hold on to. But, okay, so the bottom line is I think that you've been stepped on unfairly, personally. I think you should have the right to tell your story all you want, and you should have the right to hand out business cards to people who want to hear your story. And if you're telling me, hey, Carl, this is what I did, you're not saying to me, hey, Carl, this is what you should do.
Well, and let me just say, I do tell people this is what they should do. You know, if somebody tells me their blood sugars are high, then I freely admit, I was telling them, well, you need to get your blood sugars under control.
Well, that's academic. Yeah. You should be able to say that.
I agree. Right. I just wanted you... Full disclosure, that's all.
What about you going ahead and getting a certificate in nutrition somewhere?
Well, all right, if people have offered that as a solution, I've received a ton of support, number one. I just want to say that real quick, and a lot of great suggestions. But here's the thing. Yeah, North Carolina law, I'm not even sure what it is. I think I have to go get a four-year degree, number one. But number two, I could do that, but I would have to learn everything wrong. I can't sit there and answer questions like saturated fat is bad.
No, but I just gave this advice to somebody else. Somebody asked me what they should do. I said, look, you're going to have to sleep with the enemy for a while. You're going to have to go in there and learn the lies to pass the test. But once you have the certification, then you can go out and speak the truth. That's winning. That's beating them at their own game.
It is. I guess the way I feel about it at this point is if I have to, I will consider that. But at this point, I'm willing to fight for my right to say it as a citizen of the United States.
Yeah.
I'll say this too. A doctor, I won't mention his name right now, but a doctor has offered to umbrella me, and give me protection as if worst case scenario happens.
So, well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I got to believe that there's a lot of people who are going to come to your aid, because what you're doing, what's happening here is you are speaking the truth. Millions of people can benefit from the truth, but the greedy agendas that are in place already are threatened by the truth, and they don't want you to speak. They don't want even one individual person to speak because of the potential hundreds of thousands of clients they will lose. So it's sad. It's sad. And like I said before, American people are being exploited. Their lives are being shortened just for the almighty dollar. So they can get that $1,200, $1,300 a month in meds fees every single month for 30 years of the rest of their lives.
Can I just jump in here?
Please.
And just say something? Okay. The American Association of Diabetes Educators, okay, they receive a lot of their funding and fundraising from PepsiCo, Kellogg's, Coca-Cola. I'm going to leave somebody out, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
The American Dietetic Association, which is now the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, they also receive money from many of those same companies. Is there any wonder why we have disease protocols for diabetics that include cookies and cakes and grains and cereals?
You know, and again, I come back to shame on those people who work for those companies. You're working for the devil. You're promoting death and disease. Is paying your mortgage that critical that you'd go out and kill somebody for it? Get another job, for crying out loud. I mean, we talk about morality in this country, but people like that are looked at as moral. They know that they're, I mean, how could you make suggestions on nutrition and get funding from those companies? Shame on you. Shame on you. It's terrible. You're right, Steve. So, Steve, what's the next step for you?
Well, I'm exploring all of my options. And right now, I received a letter from the state. I need to mention this. And they have closed the complaint against me.
Right. You're in complete compliance as far as they're concerned now.
As far as they are concerned, I am.
As long as you don't tell people any of the things that they don't want you to talk about, right? You can't talk about how you cured yourself to people, or can you?
I can tell people what I did, okay? But I cannot say you have diabetes, so you should eat like me. Mm. And I can't post. Let me just say, they are saying that I am in compliance, okay? Substantial compliance. That's
right.
That was their phrase on the letter.
Right.
And so I'll just leave it at that. However, I just want to make sure everybody knows that I'm in compliance because I am complying with what they stated. Not that I agree with it, because I feel like they had restricted my freedom of speech.
Right. I agree.
And I am exploring other options.
Well, it's exciting. I hope that in the end you can say what you want to say, because a lot of people will benefit from it. I want to thank you also for having the courage to come on the show today and talk about this.
Thank you very much, Dad. Thoroughly enjoyed it. You did a great job.
Good. Take care now.
All right, you too. Bye.
All right, so there you have it. Steve Cooksey is fighting the good fight. He is trying to teach people, tell people, whatever word you want to use that won't get him in trouble, about how he reversed his own diabetes. And had he followed the agenda that was given to him, he would not be in the shape that he's in with a complete diabetic reversal. Support him by going to his website. The website is diabeteswarrior.net. Also want to thank Rob Regish and Amir Rozic for coming on the show and doing the Blueprint Power Hour. We'll see everybody tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio. Thank you.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.